And up next, we have Mike Winters of the Harlem Huskies in his second year with the Huskies. Mike, how are you doing this morning or this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm on my mind of being my morning show.
Randy's a little too used to being up at 6 a.m. and doing shows then, Coach Winters.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Hey, you're your second year, but obviously you're far from a newbie when it comes to Nick 10. You had a lot of success, of course, with Jefferson and with Boyle and among others. Tell me a little about year two now with the Huskies, a program that's been down for a while and is trying to kind of resurrect it, and that's been, I know it's been your goal.
It absolutely is a goal, and, you know, we've taken some, I think, some huge strides in a little over a year now, but we've got a long ways to go, and a big part of it is just getting better every single day and continuing to improve the culture. And, you know, our seniors are doing a nice job of that, but we do have a ways to go.
Coach, I remember last year you came down to the studio and we were talking about how the first week of practice is, and you know, those first few, we were fighting for staying locked in the whole practice and every drill and making sure everyone was on the same page and things like that, fighting through those first year kind of growing pains. How has it been this offseason, this first few practices here? Do you feel like you're already a step ahead of where we were last year in terms of some of that stuff that's within the purview of the players? I mean, the roster, the skill, the jump high, run fast, that kind of comes and goes, but having everyone in lockstep, do you feel like we're leaps and bounds better in that department?
Yeah, I think no question about just what the coaching staff expects of each kid at practice every day and the system and some of those things. And, you know, right now it's just about they got to believe in themselves. They got to start, you know, taking a little more ownership of the team. Right now it's too much the coaches doing everything at practice and not enough the kids stepping up and leading. And, you know, we're just kind of in that transition period the first week of the season. We just finished tryouts last night, so today was really our first practice with the group of guys we're going to go with throughout the season.
Mike, you last year, remember, you mentioned that also about you got to change the culture of that school, the mentality towards basketball and the success of the basketball program. I don't know how long that kind of thing takes to do, but have you seen what steps did you take to do that, and have you seen that progress?
You just have to really have a persistence and set a level of expectations that you can't waver from, and you know, the kids either rise up to them or they'll drop off along the way. And we've seen a few drop off. We've seen a lot of them rise up those expectations. And, you know, we finished a 5-week preseason conditioning program where it just kind of, it felt really good. It was the expectation. It was just understood that we were supposed to show up and work extremely hard and be energetic and communicate throughout. And that felt really good. This week at practice has been a little bit rough. You know, I don't think that's uncommon. I think everybody's going through the same growing pains the first week. It's sloppy. You got kids coming off of football that are just in a different kind of shape than they need to be for basketball, and that takes time as well.
Speaking with Mike Winters, head basketball coach at Harlem, going into year two, and Coach Winters, I've got familiar with your style of basketball while I was at Boylan. You were the head coach there, and really, it's a fun style of basketball once everyone is locked in on the same page and everyone can kind of anticipate where things are moving on the floor. You know, how much... The toughest part about being a high school basketball coach for me on the outside, I would imagine it's really tough when your roster can change dramatically in terms of your heights and weights, where you're strong in terms of what position. It's not like you're recruiting to have your roster balanced every year. You know, when you're in those types of positions with this group, is there any big-time adjustments we're going to see for how you're going to try to run offense or defense based on strengths and weaknesses of your roster? Because as I look at it here, maybe guard-heavy in terms of starters, but you got post players, you got guard players. Seems like you're pretty balanced, but you tell me how you feel about your roster and what any adjustments you'll have to make based on that personnel.
I think just in general, as a high school basketball coach, you really can't be married to anyone. You know, you have a set of core principles, things that are just non-negotiable, and we're going to do those every year. But you've got to be pretty open to adjusting to what you have, and, you know, you nailed that. As far as our roster goes, you know, we've got size. We've got Landon King at 6'8", Trey Jones at 6'7". We've got a couple 6'4 kids in Austin Castile and Blake Gribble that I really like. We've just got to get some consistency out of them. They've got to turn into bruisers inside and just really eat up space. And, you know, if they eat up space and post up really strong, now teams got to decide if they're going to leave great shooters like David Williams and Trey Tucker and Don Renteria and try to keep the ball out of our low post players' hands. So we have to develop that. We have to get some consistency out of that position, and that's a big part of what we're doing right now every day. You know, we have David Williams back. He's the only returning all-conference player. He scored 16 points a game. We've got a healthy Trey Tucker, which, you know, the Nick 10 did not see a healthy Trey Tucker at all last year, and it's night and day watching him play with high energy and just being healthy this year. You know, he started last year with mono, and we've got guys that have great experience, Dom Renteria and some of these other guys that have just played a lot of varsity-level basketball, and that's invaluable.
Mike, my theory is, and I'm curious if you're the same one, when I used to coach, and even when I watched kids play and all that, I always thought that for basketball, if you've got a great point guard, I think you've got half the battle won, because that kind of leadership, the man with the ball in his hand most of the time, if you've got a great point guard that both knows how to dish the ball off, but also is a threat to shoot, you seem to have that. Actually, you might have a couple guys like that. So, I mean, are you in the same mentality of that's kind of the first stepping point for you and what you want to get the offense going from that position?
It's a great starting point, and Trey is that guy for us, but we've got some guys that can step in and do that, you know, if Trey is not available for us. So that's a good feeling. You know, high school basketball, it's a guard's world, and it starts with the guards. If you have that point guard, now you throw in a nice big and a nice wing, you've got the makings of a really good basketball team right off the bat. So, you know, we certainly feel good about having it. You know, our guards are fairly small, though. We're not real big at the guard position. So, you know, a big part of our success this year is do we buy into the importance of defending and rebounding every single trip up and down the floor? And if we do that and we can overcome some bad offensive nights, and, you know, you're going to have bad offensive nights no matter how good you are, then we got a chance to be really good.
You mentioned that you bring back about 73% of the scoring from last season, so that's a nice thing to have. But you mentioned also in the questionnaire you sent me was the defense is your biggest concern right now. That's kind of the point that has to change for you guys to make the next step. I know it's still very early yet, but what are your intents defensively, and how does it look so far?
Well, we just, you know, it starts with half-court man-to-man. I think any great high school team is a man-to-man team, and that's been proven historically throughout the years. And, you know, you can adjust and play some zone here and there. There's nothing wrong with that, but to really play zone well, you, again, have to really understand how to play man-to-man. And so it starts with that for us. And we would like to get out and start pressing more. Well, we haven't done it all this week because we're just trying to nail down the half-court portion of it. But it's, you know, a lot of it is about toughness. And kids today are wired a little different. They would rather – they think they're going to score 85 points every night, and therefore they don't have to guard really well. And that's just – it may be true in a lot of cases on the travel circuit, but it just doesn't work in most cases at the high school level. So we just have to kind of – you have to get them to change mentality from their travel season to their high school season a little bit.
Speaking with Mike Winters, head basketball coach out at Harlem, can't wait to start his season. I'm sure can't wait to watch the Huskies take the floor for the first time this season. And, Coach, last year, Blake Gribble missed his junior year with two shoulder surgeries, one of those stories you just hate to see, I'm sure, for coaching. You missed him on the floor, having that 6'4 post presence with more depth there. We certainly hate seeing it from our perspective. We want to see everyone healthy. How's he doing right now? Where's he at? And is he fully 100% full go for you?
I don't know if he would say he's 100%. He's, you know, he's got some stiffness and some soreness in that shoulder. And anytime you're both shoulders, and anytime you're coming back from a major injury, I think the hardest part is the mental aspect of it. You know, if I post up strong here, or I box out strong here, am I going to be okay? And, you know, he's kind of getting over that. He's getting in shape. You know, he just got cleared medically not too long ago, so it's been a long road for him. But I tell you what, it's great to see him out there, and it's going to be a little bit of a process for him to fight his way back.
And not just Blake, but any player that's going through something like that, how do you balance that as a coach? Because you're right, that player is not going to trust it right away. And in order for him to be successful down there at the post, he's got to be able to move a little bit. He's got to embrace contact. That's how, especially at the high school level, there's going to be some contact down there in the paint. How do you balance that as a coach to try to make sure that guy feels comfortable, also not pushing him too hard because it is an injury, very serious one? You know, how do you strike that balance during practice?
You know, I think you got to touch on the mental side with him and the things we just talked about. Like, look, this is normal to have some reservations and not feel comfortable and go through that. And it's just part of the process. And, you know, at any point, if it doesn't feel right, then you need to let us know that and we can work through that. And Blake's a pretty tough kid. You know, he's dealt with diabetes and, you know, just a long list of things in his life. So this is one of those things. I think he'll be okay just because he's dealt with things in his life and he's got a certain level of toughness that other kids haven't had to experience.
Mike, you've been in the, as we mentioned before, you've been involved with the Nick 10 and area schools as well. You've been coached for quite a while now. How have you changed as a coach over the course of the years, and how has the game changed in what you have to deal with since back in the time when you first started coaching at the high school level?
I think the game has changed tremendously. You know, we've moved towards, you know, the term positionless basketball and just trying to develop complete players. And the hard part is kids are hearing that, they're seeing that, but they're not developing that way, and they're just not all able to do that yet. So in their mind, they want to be that positionless player and just play inside, play outside, do all these things. We still have to sometimes be the bad guy and say, look, this is what your strength is. This is what we need you to focus on. you're not quite ready for that. And that's, you know, kids, it's hard to tell them that sometimes, but you have to see the big picture and do what's best for your team overall. But I think one thing I'm really struggling with is it's harder and harder to play two post players at the same time. It's more of a four-guard game, sometimes even a five-guard game, just because of the way it's evolved and the kids' strengths. And it's really hard to get two post players on the floor at the same time together right now.
Last question is, how do you see the Nick 10 filling out here, and where do you see you guys? Because I think a lot of people are looking at Harlem as, I see Dark Horse by your name an awful lot when it comes to people speculating about the Nick 10 race. What do you see as the top teams, and where do you see you guys fitting in?
I didn't see Boylan a lot this summer, but I know they've got a lot back, and really like the way they finished the year last year. East is phenomenally talented. There's no question that they're probably the most talented team. And it's scary when you see Easton Boyd at the top and you start thinking about, you know, gosh, Auburn and Hanenega are flying under the radar. And, you know, the league is really deep this year, I think. And you know, us as a dark horse, I hope that's right. You know, again, we've got to buy into the consistency factor of defending and rebounding and focus and showing up and working hard every day. And if we do that, the sky's the limit. I think we could surprise some teams. You know, but it's going to be a long process for us. And I just think overall the coaching in the league, it keeps getting better, and talent in the league keeps getting better. I think the Nick 10 is in a really good place right now.